This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Bringing it all into the mainstream. And now even, you know, nobody can not cover this at this point.
Without that video, do you think there would be this level of transparency?
The video is always decisive for everything. You go back to Ferguson. You go back to the Somali invasion in 92. It was because of the video of the ISIS executions. If you take that away, we're in a different world. But seeing her slip, seeing her helpless, can be devastating. And that's why they should have been out there right away. And look, this, the irony is, you could have, if they had been honest and clever, you play this for sympathy and also to show determination. This is a woman who's been campaigning 18 months, has a pneumonia, perseveres, and you might have been able to turn it around. A bit like the tear in the New Hampshire primary in 2008. But instead, they go to cover-up mode and they make it worse. Look, she's not going to withdraw over a walking pneumonia if that's all there is. And if you have a pneumonia underlying and you have seasonal allergies, you add it on to that, you can end up with a nasty cough. That's the obvious explanation, unless they are hiding something really bad.
Well, isn't that the echoing statement? Unless they're hiding something really bad. And of course, you know, this is what happens. It's so frustrating with the Clintons because they're not transparent. They talk transparent, but they really don't know how to do transparency. You know, there's always this cloud, and, you know, and as we've said so often on this show, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. So all this opinion goes out, and then, you know, everybody that doesn't want to go lockstep with the mainstream media, we're suddenly wearing tinfoil hats, and we're all a bunch of conspirators. And, you know, we're glad that, on one hand, that she's doing better. I mean, when she came out of her daughter's house, I mean, she looked very bubbly, recovered. I mean, quite amazing for somebody who not that long ago, you know, an hour previous, 90 minutes previous to that that video and what was being shown there. I mean, she looked rather feeble. Her knees were buckling. I mean, she lost one of her shoes under the car, and fortunately somebody was able to retrieve it and give it to the follow-up car. So she had it by the time she got to Chelsea's house. But, you know, again, the question, and we asked this right away, Scott, if you remember, was why did she go to her daughter's house? I mean, how many hospitals did she pass up? Well, is this, again, because of the controlling nature of the Clinton camp that wants to make sure that they have full control? And if they were at a hospital, you know, some other information was going to get leaked out possibly, and she was going to get exposed there. I don't know, you know.
Yeah, and you know, Krauthammer and the clip that we played in the first hour, they're right. You know, everybody's been sick. Everybody, we've all, you know, sometimes I get a little bit shaky and I need to get something to eat pretty quick. Mm-hmm. You know.
Well, you told me that was because of love. You didn't say it's because you're sick. You said you were in love, sick in love.
Yeah. Well, but no. So like we've all had moments like that, right. And you know, but at the same time, don't. I mean, Krauthammer's right. Don't shy away from it. You know, turn around. Everybody's been sick. There's nobody out there that hasn't been sick.
Right.
Except for we talked about, I don't think either one of us have ever seen the president have a cold.
Yeah, what is up with that? I mean, do you get some special, you know, presidential vitamin C or something that you have access to once you become president?
They're keeping secrets from us, yeah.
You know, here it is. It's all part of that, you know, that secret book that only the president can read and have access to, right?
I think it's just one of those things where whenever they have a cold or anything like that, they just don't let them come talk to us.
Exactly. Well, you know, but here it is. You know, we've had polio hitting from us. We've had, you know, other ailments of an extreme nature in presidential administrations in the past. So, you know, so why not now? And, well, I'll tell you, you got to know. I mean, you can hear the scrambling, can't you, out in the shadows in the Democratic Party wondering what's going on? You know, is Tim Kaine going, hey, look, it's, put me in, coach. I'm ready to go here. Well, we'll see. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And you want to get involved in the conversation, let us know your thoughts. Hashtag BMartinezLive.com. 6 minutes after the top of the hour right now, Ed Brideau is with us, author of the brand new book, In Lies We Trust, How Politicians and the Media Are Deceiving the American Public. Ed, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Good, Bill. How are you?
Hey, doing wonderful. Hey, you know, congratulations on the book. I mean, this is what America has reduced itself to. We've exchanged the truth for a lie, haven't we?
Yes, it's very sad, but true. I was reading last night an article. I don't know. It hasn't been corroborated yet, but it suggests that a former CNN reporter spilled the beans that the Obama administration is telling CNN what they should put on the news and what they should not put on the news.
Well, it's not that outlandish, is it, when you consider that the administration has already been exposed for having control of talking points with some journalists. They've controlled the pool, you know, the reporting pool there in the White House. There is no doubt. I mean, and people shouldn't be surprised here, Ed, when you are running the White House and you've got control of the bully pulpit and you decide who's going to get credentialed and not credentialed, who's going to get a chance to talk to the president or other powers to be, you better go along to get along or you're not going to get the gig, are you?
No, you're not. I mean, that's the way the system works.
And so we shouldn't be surprised that that's what we're dealing with. But we hope that in the midst of this and the way, you know, journalism has been hijacked. And I will say this, Ed, because, you know, that was my background. I mean, I started out in journalism. I mean, there was this pride of the profession. And, you know, and I think that some journalists really have to do some soul searching here. And I can appreciate the lure of, you know, the Beltway being all part of the in crowd, going to the reindeer games and the cocktail parties and all that. But we really, if America ever needed true journalism, if there was ever a call for it, it is now, because we've been so mired, as your book outlines, we've been so mired in lies, we don't know what to trust anymore.
Well, I don't know this for a fact, but I have to assume that the journalism schools are teaching their students that their ideology is more important than the truth, that they should go out and allow their ideology, their agenda, mm-hmm. to determine how they report the news. Because that's what we're seeing today.
Yeah, you might be right, Ed. I think in the overall institution of academia today, there is this rather progressive prevailing thought and very anti-American. And so does it have an effect on journalists, you know, who come out of these institutions, their worldview? I think it would. I mean, this is the dynamic pool that we have in America today, is you have a progressive, globalist perspective, so to speak, that's moving in that direction. And then you have, which is what Donald Trump is representing, one that says, let's talk about America. Let's not ignore our history, our rich history, and, you know, clear evidence of all the good things that we've done in the face of supposedly bad things that, some of these higher institutions would want us and our kids to believe.
I'm reading a very interesting book right now where they suggest that our ethos in this country, the Protestant ethos, has a certain amount of guilt attached to it, that we feel guilty because we've been so successful as a country. And that seems to be manifesting itself in this anti-American, tremendous anti-American thrust that we see. Mm-hmm. And people want to apologize for America. So we have a president who runs around apologizing for this country, as Obama has.
Right.
I mean, could you imagine Dwight Eisenhower running around apologizing for America? It's unbelievable to me that this is going on. But I think it has to do with this sense of guilt that we have that there's something wrong with us.
Well, I think that at the end of the day, that's out there, and that's part of the recipe. But then you have stories like Dr. Ben Carson. I mean, does Dr. Ben Carson, is he supposed to feel guilty because he went on to become a successful neurosurgeon? And he was, forget that he was raised by a single mom. Other success stories. We just talked with former Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. Grew up in a two-room house. There was seven kids. In humble Texas of all places, these are the success stories and just two of many endless success stories of people that, were able to take advantage of this land of opportunity that we call America. I mean, where were they going to get that kind of opportunity? Were they going to get it in the Middle East? Are they going to get it in Mexico? Are they going to get it in any other country but America?
It's funny. I was sitting in Paris a few years ago, having breakfast with a friend of mine who is fluent in French. And there were two young guys, like in their early 20s, sitting next to us. And my friend was translating. One guy was saying to the other, if you go to the United States, you can do anything over there. In this country, you can't. They're very limited as to, what they are able to do in terms of changing careers and becoming an entrepreneur. But in the United States, he says, that's what's so wonderful about this country is that you can start out at the bottom and wind up at the top. This is unheard of in the world.
Well, and you know it as an entrepreneur, in the life that you've had here, Ed, where are you going to be able to do that? I mean, this is what socialism, this is what communism does. It squashes dreams. It absolutely destroys ambition. And, as human beings, we have that inbred within us. Our founding fathers understood that. They referred to them as inalienable rights. Those immutable laws and inalienable rights that belong to every human being, that every human being should have an opportunity to realize. And because they were willing to put it all on the line and others after them, including our parents, yourself, as a Marine, that were willing to put your money where your mouth is and go out there and support the ideals of this country. And this is why, guys like you and me and other vets are, just so insulted by spoiled brat athletes that make a bazillion dollars because of the opportunity that we fought for, and they disrespect, the very core of our beliefs.
Well, it's funny. I never really think of myself as a great patriot, but during the Vietnam War, I was not in favor of the Vietnam War. Like many people, I was critical of it. Mm-hmm. But I still signed up for the Marine Corps because I felt I had a duty as a citizen to give back. So this is something that I think is very important to the maintenance of this republic that we
without
have
a doubt
attitude.
Well, I agree with you, Ed, that, you know, I believe that we all should have skin in the game. I count it, you know, a privilege and an honor to serve the country. And I'm proud of my service, as you are. And I know that other vets are. And, you know, we're not looking for anything, you know, beyond that. We're happy to contribute. And we think it's something that every American should have that opportunity and privilege to enjoy.
That's why I get so upset when I see how we're being lied to by the government.
Exactly. Ed Berdow, and author of the book In Lies We Trust, on Bill Martinez Live. Ed, thank you so much.
This message is sponsored by Elcon with USA Swimming.
Hi, I'm Dara Torres, five-time Olympic swimmer, former world record holder, and paid spokesperson for Alcon. It takes hard work and dedication to be an Olympic athlete, but now my most important job is being a mom to my own swimmer. This summer, your children may be spending more time in the water, so it's important to know how to spot signs and symptoms of swimmer's ear and to know what to do about it. As my doctor explained, swimmer's ear, medically known as acute otitis externa, or AOE for short, is a common ear infection often brought on by water remaining in the ear after swimming, creating an environment that aids the growth of bacteria. You can learn more about swimmer's ear at drops101.com. If you notice your child has any signs of swimmer's ear, contact your doctor to discuss potential treatment options. Go to drops101.com to learn more.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com, or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I wanna live this life unsafe, unsure, but not afraid.
Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez Harris here. It's always great to have you along with us as you join in with us shoulder to shoulder and back to back, pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. And every once in a while, we like to have a good time and have some fun. So this is why we appreciate the good news girl, Samantha Mills Mal, coming on to bring us up to date as to what's going on with the latest viral videos that are absolutely going bonkers all over the internet. Sam, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. I'm happy to be here. How about you, Bill?
Hey, doing wonderful. Thank you so much. Hey, let's talk about these young athletes that are showing amazing sportsmanship after a junior soccer world challenge. What happened?
I really love this video, and anybody who's been on social media recently might have seen it. It's a young group of Spanish athletes that are showing some amazing sportsmanship. This is the junior soccer world challenge that recently happened. And they were playing against some boys from Japan, and these boys are all about 12 years old. And Barcelona was playing, and they beat the other team, and the score was 1-0. And so whenever the boys ran out from Barcelona, they're just cheering on the field, and the boys from Japan actually started crying. And the other boys immediately stop what they're doing, and they run over to give them a hug. And it's just touching everybody's hearts. Everybody's, you know, really praising these young athletes. And what ends up happening is both teams go out in the middle of the field and they take a bow in front of the whole audience.
Oh, so, very cool. Yeah.
I mean, what better sportsmanship than that? They, you know, they put their own pride aside. They care about the other team. And that's what it's really all about. That's what sports are all about. So,
well, that says something about. That says something about the kids, you know, the way they were raised and, you know, the coaching as well. Because,
Absolutely.
You know, the kids will reflect the coaches because the coach controlled it. But for them to see their opponents sad by this and to have some compassion, because they got to know in a 1-0 game, it could have easily been the other way around, right?
That's right. That's right. When it's that close, and, you know, I'm sure those boys have worked really hard to get to that game. And anytime you lose, and especially when you're younger, it's hard to solo. And you know, what better way? And you know, maybe those guys will end up kind of being friends after that. You know, it's hard to look at a team in a bad way, even if they're your opponent, when they've shown you that kind of grace and compassion. So
yeah, maybe they could come here and bring some positivity to this election cycle. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea.
Why not? Well, congratulations to the boys from Barcelona and the other team was from Japan?
Yep, that's right. You're from Japan. Wow. And like I said, it was a close game, so it really could have gone either way. So good for those boys. And 12 years old, too. 12 years old,
really.
Embracing dignity.
And thank them for you know, sharing and having that kind of spirit and sportsmanship. Hey, what's the story about a mom dresses as dad to attend Donuts with Dad Day?
I love this because you know, not every child has a dad in their life. But, you know, they don't have both parents. Some don't have either parents. They have grandparents. And when they have something like Donuts with Dad Day, I think it's a great idea, but some kids can get unintentionally hurt. Mm-hmm. And this could have been the case earlier this week when a single mom in Texas went to drop off her son. Her name's Yvette Vasquez, and she's in Fort Worth, Texas. And she went to drop off her son Elijah at school, and she said, "What's going on? You know, why are all these cars here?" He's like, "Well, it's Donuts with Dad Day." And, you know, she's a single mom, so she's both mom and dad to him. And she's like, "Well, you're not going to miss out on these donuts." They live a block away from school, so she turns around and she goes back. And she gets a mustache on and dresses kind of like him. And she goes back kind of dressed like dad. And she says, "We're getting them donuts." And the internet has absolutely gone crazy for her. She knows she posted the picture online, not ever thinking it would go viral like this. And she says she received really positive support. And, you know, I think that what she did was the best way she could have handled that, because it could have been a painful situation a little bit for her son to miss out on something like that. And that would never be the intention of a event like that. It's, you know, it's meant to bond you with your parents.
Exactly.
And it's meant to give inclusion. And, you know, I think other parents maybe that don't have a dad around, or when there's a mom event, you know, take your kid anyway. If they'll let you, take your kid anyway, because you don't want them to feel left out in that situation. And, you know, I think she's an inspiration to single parents everywhere by doing that.
Kind of ironic in the face of all this gender confusion
right.
that culture is faced with these days, right? I mean, a mom makes it into a good thing. That's great.
She did, and she said this is the first time she's ever dressed up like a guy. I think I don't know if she'll be doing it again anytime soon.
Son goes donuts. Well, what happened to the churros, man? I want a churro here. You know, the heck with the donuts.
I know.
Hey,
she's like, I'll take you there. It sounds good.
Hey, we got the next story. A dog becomes legendary for daily walks to town. What's this about?
I love this story because this dog, Bruno, who's in Longsville, Minnesota, he really, I think, brings this town together by his daily walks. He walks 4 miles each way from his owner's house into town. He goes down Highway 84. And, you know, he's become such a town icon, they actually made a statue of him. He's
really?
12 years old. Wow. He's been doing this for 12 years. Yeah, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. And every day you can see him, and his joints are getting stiff. You can tell he's an older dog. You know, he's part wolf, and he's out there, and he just walks down that road, and every single day he goes, and he'll visit, you know, he'll go to the grocery store, and they'll have scraps saved for him. He'll go by the real estate office. He'll go by all these different places. And his owner actually said that when they go through town, they've had him riding in the back of the truck, and everybody in town knows who he is. They're like, it's Bruno. He's a town celebrity.
That's wild. Yeah. Well, good.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. And it's interesting because I think he really just kind of, people are like, even if you don't know each other, you know Bruno. And I think that he just brings a lot of joy into their lives. It's crazy that he would walk that far every day. I don't know how much longer he's going to be able to do that, but...
How far is the walk into town?
4 miles.
4 miles
yeah,
he
four
goes
miles.
There. Wow, mm-hmm. to bless the town and be a blessing like that. And wow, that is awesome. Well, you know, and that's what we love about dogs, right? They just
right.
have this innocence, and they're just all about giving. I mean, they're not looking for something in return, but
okay.
boy, I'll tell you, you give them a little bit of acknowledgement, and, you know, they're coming by every day, aren't they?
That's right. And he has to bring a smile to all their faces, and he does. You know, they built a statue in his honor already, which I think is great, and just shows how much, you know, how special. It's like the town mascot over there. So he's a friend to those that need a friend.
Well, you imagine what it's going to be like for that town. It sounds like Bruno may be, you know, in the twilight of his life here. And when that dog goes, it's, you know, it's going to be hard-pressed to find another dog that'll go into town like that.
That's right. And, you know, his owner actually said that he had tried to tie him up when he first had him. You know, he tried to keep him because they said it's like a guardian angel is watching after him, that he has never been hit by a car. But his owner said he would try to tie him up, and he would just pull and pull and pull, and he would choke himself trying to get away. So he just let him go, and so every day he just does this walk. And
there was just something about going to town, and I'm sure it's been reinforced over the years. Hey, Sam, we got a little bit less than a minute left. A bride ditches a typical bachelorette party to pamper ladies from a homeless shelter?
That's right. Jessica Baldwin, she's 31 years old, and she's getting married. And she's been through a little bit of a rough patch of her own in her life. She's from Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. And so she decided, instead of just a typical bachelorette party, she wanted to do something for women who needed a lift in their spirit. So what they did is they met up at Starbucks, and then they went and got their hair done and their nails done, and then they went and got a photo shoot and went on a shopping spree. And it was just about a three-hour event for these women. You know, it was anybody who was interested from the shelter that wanted to go and felt comfortable going as well.
Oh, very cool. Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
What a blessing. That is so neat to go outside of tradition and, you know, go to a homeless shelter and bring the ladies there for a day of pampering on her bachelorette party. I bet that was real special for everybody. Samantha, remind everybody, 10 seconds left here, where they can go for more information and connect with the Good News Girl in Sam's Corner.
You can visit my link on Bill's page at BillMartinezLive.com. And if you want to send me stories, you can send me stories at sanscorner.bml@gmail.com. And I'd love to check them out.
Samantha Mills Mao and Bill Martinez, the Good News Girl. Now you know why. Thank you, Sam.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
God is on the move, hallelujah. God is on the move and making mighty ways. God is on the move, hallelujah. God is on the move today.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, on the move and totally in control. Let me tell you, I know you look out and you think, wow, with all this chaos, you know, where is God in all this? Trust me, he is on the move. No doubt about it. You can only pray that you have eyes to see. It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. You know, a few years ago, many politicians were predicting that the price of gasoline would exceed $10 a gallon. In fact, you might remember our Secretary of Treasury, Jack Lew, said America wasn't paying enough for gas. You know, $8 a gas he thought was a fair number. Well, you know, in addition to the price of gasoline, they also warned us that there could be extreme shortages at the pump. Were we going to revisit the 70s one more time? Well, however, now the reality is the price of a gallon of gas is shockingly less than anyone could ever have predicted. And while there are many complicated reasons for this decrease, one important factor is how the U.S. has embraced the use of alternative fuel resources like propane. Well, whenever fuel prices go down, the alternative fuel conversation often drops off with it. But one alternative fuel has posted impressive growth in the school bus market, and it's not what you'd expect. Propane is fueling school buses at more than 400 school districts nationwide, and has been substantial growth. Has seen substantial growth in the past several years. Now, joining us today is Roy Willis. He's back with us. Going to be talking with him again. He's the president and CEO for the Propane Education and Research Council, and he's got some timely information about the role propane has in our communities. Roy, good to have you back with us. How are you doing, sir?
Bill. I'm doing great. Appreciate that sort of quick history lesson that you offered at the outset there. Folks just didn't realize what a blessed nation we had, because we have developed enormous amounts of resources right here in America, including a lot of propane.
Yeah, you imagine what we could do if we had a government that was in line with the opportunity that is before us. I mean, you know, we are grateful for, you know, the private resources that have been able to, probably in the first time in our lifetimes, really open the door for us to be truly energy independent, Roy.
Indeed, it's a wonderful time from an energy perspective, and if we could just get sensible policies at the governmental level, I think we'd be in much better shape as a country. And it's very interesting to see that school districts, at least in terms of managing their school bus fleets, they're starting to get it that they need to do something. We've got almost a half a million school buses that operate in the country. Their average age is about 10 years old, and most of those are operated by old diesel engines, which are not healthy for our children's lungs to begin with. And so school districts are eager to start using some of the alternative fuels to replace those old diesel buses with alternative fuels like propane, CNG, and even some of the clean diesel engines that are being built today.
And this is one of the reasons why propane has an important future for us, energy speaking, right?
Oh, indeed. I mean, most people think of propane as the fuel that they use in their backyard
barbecues. Their barbecues, right? Yeah, exactly.
and indeed, 50 million Americans use propane for that reason. But propane is also one of the world's largest, most widely used alternative fuel, with about 21 million vehicles worldwide operating on propane. Mm-hmm. Here in the United States, we've got a little over 11,000 school buses and 400 school districts that are operating on propane, and most of that has occurred just in the last 3 to 5 years.
Unfold a little bit more for us, Roy. Why school buses? You know, we talked about the impact on, you know, just in terms of, you know, the proper use of energy. It's a lot healthier and that. But explain a little bit more in terms of the benefits of powering school buses with propane.
Well, first of all, propane is a clean alternative fuel recognized by the Clean Air Act. So in addition to the tailpipe emissions, they're what I call green-green emissions, or green-green benefits. So the green in terms of the emissions, but also green in terms of the total cost of ownership of a propane bus compared to the other alternatives, including today's modern diesel buses. That comes in the form of reduced maintenance, longer-lived engines. The Department of Energy estimates that propane engine will last 2 to 3 times as long as a gasoline engine, for instance, because the fuel burns so much cleaner. So those total cost of ownership benefits are really important, especially to school districts who are always under tighter and tighter budgets.
Exactly. And, of course, that promotes the popularity of propane.
Well, indeed it does. And we're very pleased that one of the jobs that we have at the Propane Council is we work with manufacturers to bring these new propane-powered technologies and vehicles to market. And just in the last 3 to 5 years, we've seen substantial adoption of propane school buses, and we've seen the manufacturers respond, where 5 years ago you had one major manufacturer that was offering a propane option. Today, all four of the leading school bus manufacturers offer propane options, and we've seen just year-over-year growth, 2016 compared to 2015, a 46% increase in propane bus sales.
And it wouldn't be doing that if it didn't work, Roy, right?
Well, that's the beauty of it. The school districts, especially fleet managers, are cautious lot. They don't just jump into the next new thing. And what we have seen is the early adopter school districts, and sort of the bell cows of that profession, if you will, they went out, they made the investment, they took the risk 5 years ago or so, they brought their buses, those propane buses, to market, and their experience, sharing their experience with their fleet managers, has been extraordinarily positive, from an economic point of view and from a performance, and, you know, we've had one school district up in the northern part of the country that had bought a bunch of propane school buses, and they had a really rough winter, and the only buses that would start were the propane buses. The old diesel buses wouldn't start. So.
Oh, wow.
They sang the praises of the reliability and the dependability of propane, as well as the other benefits.
Well, you always love it when something works like that. What about safety concerns, Roy?
Well, safety is critically important to us, and certainly to parents and school districts. The good news is you start with the safest vehicle on the road today. Our school buses generally are built to rigorous national and state standards, and propane buses are built to those exact same standards. The fuel systems themselves are designed with safety in mind, with automatic shutoff valves. The fuel tanks are 20 times stronger than a typical gasoline or diesel tank. There's a sort of surprising safety benefit to propane buses that really I wasn't aware of when we first started introducing it. And we hear this from the drivers of the buses. You know, they sit on right up next to the engine at the front of the bus, and they say that the propane engines run so much more quietly compared to the diesel. They can actually hear what's going on inside and around the bus, which makes from their perspective, safer operations.
Exactly. Now, what about a local community? They're interested in propane buses for their school district. What's the first thing they should do?
Well, we'd recommend that you go to the website at betterourbuses.com. There's a great deal of information there about not only propane school buses, but you'll hear testimonials and case studies from the school districts that have been deploying buses operated on propane for years. So lots of really good information there at betterourbuses.com.
Well, Roy Willis has been with us. Roy, thank you so much for the update. Absolutely invaluable. Roy, President and CEO for Propane Education and the Research Council. Again, Roy, remind everybody where they can go for more information. Did we lose you? Okay. I guess he had to go. And we were going to give him an opportunity to plug the website one more time. Roy Willis on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you so much. It is just about 18 before the top of the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention parents nearing the potty training stage. We know how tough it can be. Mom and pediatrician Dr. Tanya Altman shares tips and tricks to make underwear training an easy and positive experience.
Well, they may be around age 2 or 3, and they won't tell you that they want to use the potty, but they'll often start showing you by letting you know that they can kind of sense that they need to go. You might see them hide under the table or behind the couch so they have a little privacy when they need to go. They also might get excited to start wearing big boy and big girl underwear. And that's often when I like to transition them into training pants. Get them excited about wearing Pampers Easy Ups. They have the look and feel of real underwear. They're easy for toddlers to pull up and down. They have a 360-degree stretchy waistband. They're super soft, and I love the amazing leak protection. They also tear easily at the sides just in case you need to get them off right away.
For more info, go to Pampers.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, AkashicUniversal.com, spelled AkashicUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
How excellent is thy name, O Lord. How excellent is thy name. Heaven and earth together proclaim. How excellent is thy name.
Before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez, and I'll tell you, no matter how many times I hear his music and hear his voice, it's chicken skin time. You know what I'm talking about? What I'm talking about is Larnell Harris. He's with us right now. He's the only person in history to be a member of the Gospel Music Hall of Fame, the Amateur Radio Hall of Fame, the Kentucky Music Hall of Fame, admired by fans and peers alike for his majestic tenor voice. Larnell has become the epitome of talent and integrity in a career that spans over 3 decades. He's garnered numerous accolades for his music, including 5 Grammy Awards, 11 Dove Awards, 3 of which were for Male Vocalist of the Year, and a Stellar Award. Needless to say, the awards go on, and he has been a blessing to one and all. Larnell Harris, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I am great, Bill, and good to be with you. And boy, I recognize some of those songs.
I would hope so. Especially, I mean, they're just such iconic hits, and as I say, very special to all of us. And I'm especially blessed when you and Sandy Patty get together. It is just really special.
You know, that's been a great relationship, way past music over the years. I'm so thankful for that. And that's one of the things that I'm proudest of, and that is the relationships that have been developed, the teamwork that has been developed, because, you know, we all figure out that we're kind of in the same business. You know, music mm-hmm. is the tool we use, but the end result is to tell people that there is a way out there. The Bible says that He is the truth, that He is the life, and that is, of course, the Lord Jesus. And we want to remind people, my prayer hasn't changed one iota since I first started, Bill. Lord, right. Put something in my heart. Teach me how to give it away. And that's I'm thankful that He's been doing that over the years.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your gift with us. You have given us some special insight of what it's going to be like in heaven with nonstop praising of our Lord and Savior and the voices that will come together from every race and creed and from every nation. It's going to be real special, isn't it, Larnell?
It really is. And guess what? You're going to be singing too, Bill. We're all going to be singing and dancing around that throne. You know what? And we won't be looking at our watch. You know,
right.
I know some of us have trouble staying in an hour. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This is
right.
24 hours, whatever that is, okay? Whatever mm-hmm. it is, it's for eternity. And I pray that every believer is looking forward to that.
Well, Larnell, you started at an early age. I mean, 9 years old, you're drumming, like most musicians and people of your exception, you know, started early, and then for you, as you said, it became obvious that this is what God wanted you to do. Tell our audience a little bit about your early beginnings.
And there was a lady in town in Danville, Kentucky,
yes.
who taught piano lessons to every kid in town, whether they wanted them or not. And I certainly did not want them, but my mother had other ideas. And yeah. Miss Georgia Dunahigh was her name, and she found out that I could carry a tune, and she started to take me around to various places to sing, and I didn't sing very much. This was sort of between me and my family. I was a boy soprano, Bill, and I got to tell you, there is no growing up with your peers like being a boy soprano. The ladies in the church would just cry when they'd hear me sing the hymns and stuff. But the kids my own age would laugh and throw things. But I got to tell you, it wasn't until years later that I really appreciated what Miss Georgie was about. She was just a lady in town who played for the church and, you know, the choirs and stuff. She saw something in not only me, but in other kids in town, wanted to expose them to good music, and she didn't want anything. She didn't want anything. And so as I look back, I see many instances of people that God just put in my life for a particular time. And yes, at 9 years old, in our church back there in Danville, I have a picture of that. This little kid standing with a cowboy bow tie, Miss Georgie playing the piano, and singing, beginning to sing these songs of praise, which was a beginning of I believe of the Lord kind of laying out what I was going to be doing for Him for the rest of my life.
And it wasn't until college when you started getting some formal training, right? So up until then, you have this incredible voice and gift, but then it's time to discipline it and come Western Kentucky University, right?
Exactly. And I studied voice 4 years there, got my degree in music, and it was really a degree in education. And because I think you have a responsibility. We all have a gift, but you have the responsibility to hone it and to find out how it works so that you can get the very best out of it and give your very best to the Lord. So that's what I did. And then I started, my first gig was as a drummer with a group called the Spurlows.
Spurlows, right.
Because I loved playing, and I played some in Vegas, and I played behind some of the country artists, and I mean, I really was, that's what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And one day, one of the arrangers for our group brought in a song. It was called Oh Happy Day, and he said, listen, sing this for the guys here. Thurlow Spur was the guy who was kind of headed the Spurlows. He said, mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? I pray about these kind of things. And he said, good Lord, yes, let's try that. Let's do that. And so we got, in fact, when we recorded it the first time, we our schedules wouldn't even allow us to get into the studio together. But we recorded that, and I got off of an airplane in St. Louis someplace about 6 months later, and somebody saw me at the baggage claim and said, man, I love that duet. Well, it had been some time since we'd recorded that, and I said, well, what duet?
Yes.
And this song was playing all over the place. It was written by Lanny Wolfe, and I just saw him not too long ago. And it was a song that really sort of has helped people talk about their testimony. What does God mean to you? What does the life in Christ mean to you? Well, the Bible says that he's more than we can ever ask or think. And this song says he's more than wonderful.
More than
miraculous.
Right.
And it has been a joy to be a part of sharing that.
And then 2 years after that, I've Just Seen Jesus in 1985 that you two recorded. Larnell, as we wrap things up here, again, awards have come your way right after another, it seems. And here recently, you're honored at the 83rd Annual National Convention of Gospel Choirs and Choruses. You have been such a blessing. You have been blessed, rightfully so. And we cannot thank you enough. I guess the big takeaway in these last remaining seconds that we have together, you know, for believers, what would you say to them?
You know, the Bible says, do this. Seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. All these things will be added. What you have described is what God has done in my life. But you know what? He wants to do the same thing in terms of getting his word out through every believer, the same thing that he's doing with me. The command to share your faith is not for the professionals only. It is for all of us
who
are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I challenge you to go out and share your testimony. There's someone waiting to hear it.
Exactly. Hall of Fame.
You know, the Bible says, do this. Seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. All these things will be added. What you have described is what God has done in my life. But you know what? He wants to do the same thing in terms of getting his word out through every believer, the same thing that he's doing with me. The command to share your faith is not for the professionals only. It is for all of us
who
are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I challenge you to go out and share your testimony. There's someone waiting to hear it.
Exactly. Hall of Fame vocalist Larnell Harris on Bill Martinez. Larnell, thank you so much. God bless.
Thanks, Bill.
Is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world,
OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.